Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Enjoy.
Good evening, North State. Ooh, there we go. I'm right up on that mic. Good evening, North State, and welcome to Enjoy's little segment here, Enjoy Magazine. We have North State Now, and this is the third Thursday, or are we second Thursday?
We're third Thursday.
Okay.
Yep.
I've been out of touch since the holidays.
Yeah,
as you
where have you been? James?
I've been gone for how long?
Like six months.
Yeah. Doing great things, though. I was taking
We've been holding down the fort
yes,
for you, James.
Yes, and I've heard it's been good. I've been doing classes with my son up at Benton, doing flight school. So my brain is still completely scrambled from that, so
yeah,
I apologize.
I know how that is.
I know.
I mean, not flight school.
No, but you did the school thing.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, welcome. And so we have a guest tonight. Normally we go in to talk about a few things in the magazine before we start, but we're going to put that, I guess,
we're going to do it last. We're changing things up a little bit tonight.
We're changing things up again to accommodate one of our really special guests that we have in the studio tonight who's doing some really, really cool things here in Reading. And we have a feature article on page 67 in the January issue of Enjoy Magazine. So I'm going to let Rhonda introduce him to you, and we'll just get right on the road.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And we'd like to welcome Kevin Cry. Cry is how you say it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Kevin is here. He is the owner of Ninja Coalition headquarters here in Reading. And
which
it's a new business.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a new business. It's been around for how long? I mean, in the location that you're, well,
yeah,
it's kind
of
a weird thing. Isn't
yeah,
it?
our brick and mortar store is, we had our official grand opening last month, but we've been around roughly since about September
uh-huh.
with our actual Ninja HQ.
Hmm? But before we get into that, let's step back and just get a little back history. So you are born and raised in Reading?
I was born in Orange County,
okay.
Raised in Shasta County,
okay.
Attended Anderson High School, graduated in
so
a while ago, 94, cool. Class of 94.
Oh, you're a baby.
Just a
you're
a
baby.
Sure, yeah. I like that.
So you've been around a while.
A little while, yeah,
like,
in
almost
Shasta
like
County.
A local here that's
yep.
been around forever. And you currently also are a trainer or coach? Or
yeah, I've been a strength and conditioning coach. I owned and operated Upper Hand Athletics, and I still do some consulting on that since 1999,
mm-hmm.
right after college. So, yeah.
And you are now currently, besides your endeavor that we're going to talk about, but you are working with Simpson University?
Yeah, I'm an assistant coach for Todd Franklin, who's our head coach out at Simpson University men's basketball.
So we have to name these names because these names, you know, when they go out over the air, it perks people's ears, you know.
Yeah.
And he's one of those.
Todd's just Todd.
Todd.
Just some friend of mine that wrote me into coaching with him, but yeah.
But Todd is like world famous around here for his basketball prowess and, you know,
yeah.
championship.
Food trucks. He's a food truck guy now.
And
all of it.
Yeah.
yeah.
All that
yeah.
stuff.
He's
and when
guy.
You came in, I was saying that my son, you know, they were rivals. He was Reading Christian, and
yep.
he got a scholarship to play at Simpson for a little while, right before you guys, I guess, came in. So
cool.
Anyway, so it's just cool stuff. So back to it.
All right. So.
Sorry about that. So this is a really cool article that I read it briefly, and it's kind of a serendipitous kind of story.
Yeah.
You were traveling.
Absolutely, yeah. Never really thought this was something I would do. I've worked with a lot of pro athletes and other Olympians as a strength coach, but when Daniel Gill from the show asked me if I'd be his agent, like I kind of mentioned to Aaron, who wrote the article, you know, I'd watched Jerry Maguire in college and said, yeah, that sounds fun, never thinking it would ever go anywhere.
And we're referring to the American Ninja Warrior, the TV show.
Correct, yeah. Yep. When Daniel Gill, the Ninja Warrior, who finished second this year, missed the, you know, the $1 million by about a second and a half. When he asked me to represent him, I said, sure. And it was kind of a hobby project, just something that was fun to help come alongside him and help him. But now, 3 years in, my organization, Ninja Coalition LLC, you know, we represent quite a few ninja warriors, a couple actors, quite a few Olympians, and we're growing that, and we love it.
I love how you just throw it out there like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It is really like no big deal, because the one cool thing about this is I never set out to do any of it. It just kind of fell into my lap. And
isn't that the beautiful part of life, though?
It is.
Sometimes?
That's yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely. A lot of the things we try and force are the things that just are disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, for me, I really feel like it's my wheelhouse. It's what I was made to do, and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's great.
So share with us a little bit about what you have going on in the mall.
So our location in the mall, what we really, really felt as a team, or my executive team, we hired a gentleman named Talon Green out of Houston, Texas. He's been on the show, hit a buzzer. Phenomenal young man. He was Daniel Gill's actual training partner for 3 years, worked at, which is basically the mecca of ninja in the United States, which is called Iron Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to move him out. So one of the things, as our head trainer, so one of the things we really talked about was we didn't want to do, and this is no, and I'm really good friends with Tony Kesser, who owns Chuck E. Cheese, and but we really didn't want to be a place where you're going to take your kids, drop them off, go shopping. Not that that's bad.
No.
But we're a glorified babysitter, entertainer, because there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I love a lot of those places, but we really wanted to do something that was impactful in a lot of different ways, you know, socially and then, you know, spiritually or physically, and go on and on. So we've really partnered. We're starting to partner with a lot of school districts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually speaking next week at the superintendent's county meeting at Shasta County Office of Education. They've invited me in, and we're doing some programs to combat chronic absenteeism. Shasta County is one of the highest in the state of kids missing school. So we're bringing in kids that we have.
What do they attribute that to?
Chronic absenteeism?
Mm-hmm.
It's a variety of things.
Okay.
Broken homes, and just you could go on and on about that.
Yeah.
But for us, what we're doing is we're having actually our ninja warriors who live in, you know, New York, Houston, Chicago, all over the country. You know, do FaceTimes and Skype calls with the kids, encouraging them to be in school more, meet them kind of where they are. And then if they hit the goals that their principal or teachers have for them, they then get to come in to the gym and then have an opportunity to, you know, climb around. And then we have different speakers come in, whether they're, you know, peace officers, military, whatever, and just kind of sew into these kids' lives. So that's what's really important to us.
Important thing.
That is really a big deal.
Many, many, I think, young people that have adverse lives outside of school have been saved by sports.
100%.
You know, I mean, they find the right person or a right coach or another parent to another kid that's a friend that really encourages them and gets them where they need to be. And, you know, and they get some kind of a spark, and then they go into some type of sport they fall in love, and it helps to keep them focused and, you know, somewhat clean on the right track,
100%.
That kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's so cool.
Yeah, so that's what we're really working towards during the day. And then in the evening, starting at 3 o'clock, then we become much more of a training facility where it's a little it's much less on the character building side, because they're there to get a workout, whether it's speed, agility, you know, flexibility, power, stamina, whatever, and we're working on that.
And the equipment in the gym is very much like
you see on the show. Instead of being like 14 to 20 feet in the air, we're, you know, 8 to 12.
And they're not falling in water.
And they're falling on really cushy mats. Yeah, very, very cushy.
So
mats.
I went to your website, and I was just reading through a lot of it, and one of the things that, I mean, obviously it lists very clearly the things that you kind of offer and build on, and it talks about strength, conditioning, flexibility, problem solving, which, you know, you don't think about it, but really that active type of play and is a big problem. I mean, the brain learns very well.
Absolutely.
When it's being physical. Mm-hmm. So problem solving, coordination, character development, strength, grip strength, running, balance, jumping, speed, endurance. I mean, it's the whole the whole ball of wax.
And part of the problem solving then, too, is finding where we're located if you're not from running. I grew up, and that was – I saw Land Before Time in 1989 with Kelly Emery in that location, because it was a movie theater.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, the problem solving, there's all kinds of funny – Yes.
And those are great for building character, and what a great thing for a kid
to be able to do. One of the things, too, even to tell people is that the last three businesses in the last 30 years that have been in there, four if you count the mall or the movies, all went out of business.
Yeah.
And, like, why would you go there? It's kind of like sometimes there's these spots in Reading that no matter what restaurant goes in there, so we can all think of those. But for us, it's like we're really, really impacting kids and saying, look, life's about overcoming obstacles, like in your marriage, in your relationships, at your job. It's always going to be overcoming obstacles and how you tackle those. And we're going to help them physically, but we also want to help them on the social side, too. Because I was lucky. I got to play for and be around, you know, some iconic Shasta County coaches, and I'm friends with some of the ones that I didn't ever play for, you know, and kids just don't get that a lot anymore. And we tend to cater to a kid that doesn't not always maybe lean towards the team sports, like basketball and stuff like that. We're with a lot of kids that do, like, BMX, jiu-jitsu, martial arts, you know, and that kind of stuff.
Very cool. So you have the program that's during the day that you said was more geared towards what the development, the program that you're developing with, you know, kids and that kind of stuff.
But then the school districts,
school districts, And then it looks like starting at around 4 p.m., then you have other schedules that are open to the public that you can come in and buy memberships and
the training. And we're starting at 3 o'clock now because
because you're filled up already.
Well, we're adding a lot of kids, and we want to keep our ratios really, you know, very low, trainer to kids. We won't say kids because we have adults as well,
so
ninjas.
My question is, if, you know, I have two grandsons that don't live here, but if they came up for the weekend, and could I bring them there?
We do offer day passes.
But it's not a drop-off.
Well, you can drop them off. But what it is it's not open play. They're always going to have a trainer. And they're always going to have somebody helping them. So everything's done, you know, because our biggest thing is it's got to be safe. It's got to be efficient. So efficient means you're going to get stronger. There's a purpose. And then the last is they got to have fun. Kids, they want to have fun first. Safety's last. But so however you want to say it, those three. But to me, as the owner, safe, efficient, fun.
So I went to the website. It's very informational. So I encourage people to check it out. And it's ninjacoalitionhq.com.
Correct. NinjaCoalitionHQ.com.
Great. And then give us the address and phone number.
It's 900 Dana Drive. And what I'd recommend too, if you're a person that is on social media, follow us on Instagram or Facebook, because there's a lot of up-to-date information.
Social media, yes.
Absolutely.
All right.
The other thing I would say is we're going to have a really, really big announcement that's going to come out on January 25th.
I saw that on Facebook today.
I would really, really, really encourage people to follow us and then find out about that, because what we're doing is going to have a reach well down south into deeper California and then up into Oregon. And we're only going to have a very select number of spots, I would just leave it at that.
Looks like you have an intro class that's $10, and you can get information by calling 530-605-3329.
That's right. Yes, I was stealing the magazine over there, making sure I didn't botch the phone.
No, that's right.
It's on speed dial. So,
and then I talked to him a little bit before. He said that he's willing or interested in sponsoring our website for a giveaway.
Good.
Absolutely. Well, the other thing too is if somebody calls us and asks for Amber, who's our general manager, and she's amazing.
She is amazing.
Isn't she? Yes. But if they let Amber know, or anybody at the front desk, that they listen to this and heard this, then we'll just waive that $10 fee.
Oh, nice.
And they can just come for free.
That's cool. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
You bet. Thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you for the nice car you gave me to be here.
All right. So we're going to take a break.
When we get back, this is 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be right back.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Enjoy.
It's our signature jam, girl. Enjoy.
Yep.
Welcome back to 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Again, I'm James Mazzuato with Enjoy.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy.
And
I'm Emily Miranda with Enjoy.
I am. I forgot this the other day. I was turning my head the whole time. And I felt bad because then I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot M. How could you forget her? She takes care of us all very much at the office.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
So that was a great last guest. That was so cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's totally awesome that we have something like that in town that's kind of connected to a bigger kind of fun thing that you watch on TV. So mm-hmm. I'm always thrilled with that kind of stuff. But we have our next guest here with us in the studio, and he is adorable.
And he's bigger than life, too.
Yeah, right? So why don't you take it away for us again, Rhonda? I'll let you do all the intros tonight.
So tonight we have usually Joe is our first guest on our show, but he was not able to be here tonight. And we kind of changed things up anyway. But
I felt dissed.
Yeah. So tonight we have Blake. Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown. And he's here to talk to us about the downtown details and what's going on in downtown Reading. Hi, Blake.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I was so excited when Joe called me. And I heard the voicemail saying, hey, I got a special job for you tonight. Cover for me. And I said, you found the perfect guy to join you guys.
Well, you know what? It kind of worked out great because you are our downtown details guy this month.
Yes.
So, hello.
Well, explain to that real quick to our listeners about the downtown details that we've got. That's fairly new and how that's working or why we set it up.
Well, we kind of set this up because we are downtown, yeah. and there's a lot going on downtown, and a lot of it is amazing and fantastic. But then a lot of times people forget that we're here because there's so much going on, they're afraid that they're not going to find a place to park. So I just wanted to keep us in the limelight and make sure people know that we're here and we have businesses downtown that depend on people to come and visit us. And Viva Downtown does a lot of really great things for our downtown. And the City of Reading has been amazing and helping with a lot of the stuff that's going on. So those are all components. We always feature two businesses. We spotlight two businesses. Just a little bit of information of people that are here that really could use support of our community to come and visit us.
And that is the Downtown Details. And, of course, our two detailers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the Viva Downtown. We have two Viva Downtown guys that come on, and that's Blake Fisher. And then
his segment every month, every other month, is the Blake Down.
Mm-hmm. The Blake Down, play on the breakdown.
Yeah.
I was trying to catch up to In the Know with Joe. Jake Mangus at the Chamber took Jake's take. So
right. And yeah. So we're really happy you're here.
I'm really happy to be here, guys.
And I know that there's a lot going on. So
spill the tea.
Yeah.
We will spill the tea.
Okay.
Well, one of the cool things, Happy New Year. Happy I know we're already like Happy January 16th, but Happy New Year to everybody, which means it is 2020, so your 2019 downtown discount cards are discontinued. So,
I've thrown a few of them away. People tried to pull them on me at the store, and I was like, no.
Get that
away. And then I hand them the new one.
Well, if you guys don't know what the downtown discount card, it is a free card that you can use at downtown local businesses from restaurants, shops, and bars, which will get you some different discounts at each location.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them would be a percentage off of an item or food. I know that Cedar Crest is 20% off of beer, which is really cool.
That's really good.
Enjoy the Store does, I believe, 10% mm-hmm. off of an item. And it's good all year, so if you show them the card, it's not going to be crossed off or anything. You can reuse it each time.
Over and over, yeah.
It's 19 businesses downtown that are part of it. Next thing is to claim your free card. So it's not that hard to get a free card. All you have to do is send to the Viva Downtown office a self-addressed envelope, stamped as well, and we will send you your discount card. The Viva Downtown address is 1725 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Or you can give your 2019 card to James, and he will give you that new
card
as well.
Some of the businesses get a small little stack to kind of be able to have fun with. And I do fun things with people, you know, like they'd have to give me a smile, or they sing me a tune or something like that, and I give them a free card. It's fun. I have fun with it.
Well, you know what? Exactly. During the Santa Pub Crawl, we were able to hide some of those cards around the different bars that were participating mm-hmm. as well. So,
oh, that's fun. I didn't know that. That's
so, yeah, these cards are free. They're super useful. My favorite one is the 2-for-1 ticket for any Cascade Theater community production. I think that is such
amazing.
That's
a good fun. One. I used mine today at Downtown Java, too. I use mine all the time at Downtown Java.
Well, you can use it all day.
You can
go from one place to the next. You can come to the store, get some olive oil, get a discount. Go next door, have 20% off a beer. Go across the street, get something off on food. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't be downtown.
Exactly.
You know, makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, downtown discount cards, they're great. They're fun. 19 businesses are involved in them. So that is one of the big Viva Downtown things. And we will be giving those out year-round. So whether you get them at the very beginning of the year or whether you get them at the end of the year, we will have them ready for you.
All right.
The next thing is Hops and Shops. That is one of our favorite events that we get to do.
Huge event. Love it.
If you love beer and if you love local businesses, this is the event for you. That is going to be Hops and Shops February 22nd on a Saturday. Kind of the points right there. We have 20-plus local shops that are going to be involved.
It keeps growing.
And how it works is that you have regional craft beers partner up with these shops. So when you go shopping, you get to try a beer as well. And, hey, you know, you drink some beer, you're ready to buy a few things and support some local businesses.
That's right.
It's a good day. It's a good day for us. We do better, much better sales in the afternoon. Late afternoon.
So 20-plus shops that are going to be involved, 20-plus breweries. And you can get your tickets over at just Google Eventbrite, Hops and Shops, Viva Downtown. Pre-sale tickets are $35 or $40 at the door. You'll get yourself your own glass and a map of all the participating businesses mm-hmm. and walk around. I mean, it's going to be beautiful weather. We get some rain and gloominess right now. This is a rain or shine event, too, so
yes.
Don't worry
about
that.
And we've had both. And it's always, no matter what, it always does well.
So
it's one of the best events we participate in.
Yep.
How many years? I don't even know how many years it's
been
going
on. I've done it from
the
very first
Probably
one, but I think it's like six yeah. I was going to say
6 years?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm curious how many shops were there when we first
started. I want to say that it was like 10, yeah. So it's doubled.
And there's more beer now, more shops now.
And the beers that are brought in are good.
There's a lot more beer downtown.
And I just saw Westside Wines are going to be downtown now.
Yes, Westside Wines is going to be downtown over in the old Wild Card.
Yeah.
And don't worry, they're still going to be utilizing that roll-up window that everybody talks about. So that's nice.
You need to be now, since there's so much wine, like even at Cedar Crest, because they're a winery as well, hops and shops and grapes. I don't know. You have to – no? No. You know, crush some grapes in there somewhere.
And then the last one that I want to talk about is our most near event. So Reading is a cultural district. I know that you guys probably talk about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many things to do in Reading that support the arts, that support the culture that are around here. And the event that's going to cover that is going to be in January 31st. It's a Reading cultural cruise.
That's fun.
That begins at 4 p.m., but here's what it looks like. You're going to be chauffeured with 40 of your newest friends from one great art place to another. You're going to have a great time. Wine is going to be served.
Oh, there's my wine.
There you go. Okay. That's where the wine
That's
comes
even better.
In.
You do your own. Wine gets its own thing.
It's all, and which is going to be provided by
Mosley
Winery.
And it's good wine. Yep.
It's going to be two buses. So here's what you want. You can either do the bus that hits as many venues in a short amount of time. So that'd be seven venues. Or you could be the bus that really gets to explore the areas, talk, watch a few things, and that would be four venues. Tickets are $25 or $40 for two tickets as a date night. That wine will be included. And John Truitt will be one of the hosts, as well as myself, as your faithful tour guides.
Then I'm definitely going.
Yeah. John, you're probably going to handle the speed whining, right?
He'll do a lot more talking on the show.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, that's, I mean, you know,
there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And we love working so closely with you guys at Viva. It's just awesome. You know, we can't get enough of downtown. So thank you guys so much for participating in our downtown details and all the hard work that you guys do to continue to support downtown. It makes a big difference for us as downtown business. So
thank you guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And thank you guys for doing the downtown details. I mean, without you, I mean, it's hard to get the word out. So for you guys to have the section in the magazine really sets apart, you know, any other business.
And Emily's been really great about putting it on social media.
Yeah, too. It has its own Instagram page at
Emily,
Enjoy
thank you. Yes.
Downtown Reading.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Em does all of our social media, so
yeah,
thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, we had to take a break again. Again, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks,
Blake. Thank you. Always great to see you.
Roll in our next guest. So, once again, this is 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Go to readingcivic.com where you can sign up and become a friend of the Civic for just $100. You can pre-purchase tickets before the general public, get two free drinks at the River Rock Cafe, and have ticket exchange privileges. If you're looking to be informed about some of the best concerts and events in the North State, go to readingcivic.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you will be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers.
It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back, North State, to KPNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Once again, welcome. I am James with Enjoy Mazat.
I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Emily Miranda with Enjoy Magazine.
Magazine Mazata. That's kind of what, where I was going. It was like a slip there. My apologies. I'm on another train here. So anyway, always nice to have Eva come on and share with what's going on downtown. I always
just
love it.
Just a great group of people.
They are. And they're a lot of fun to work with. Yeah. And the funny thing is I've gone back. I've known John. Since way back.
My husband has, too. He used to work for my husband when he was, like, in high school.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So, anyway, my dear, we have another cool and great guest. Why don't you give us a great, wonderful Enjoy introduction?
Well, our next guest is actually from Leadership Reading, and he is the current chair of the steering committee. Forrest Wilder is here, and he's going to talk about Leadership Reading, what it's all about, and right now it is registration time, right?
Must be registration time.
It is registration time.
So tell us a little bit about the program. I'm a big fan. I am a graduate, and I was on the steering committee for several years and was a chair. So,
and at least once a year we bring somebody on from leadership because we really feel as...
It's a big, important
just individual as people, but also as a company and stuff. And many of our employees have gone through it, been class members, are alum. But, always we try to bring somebody on to talk about the program when it's open registration because we feel it's really important. So,
well, thank you so much for having us. Yeah. We're thrilled to be able to share a little bit more about the program, and hopefully your listeners have heard about it before, and hopefully this isn't news, but just a reminder of how great this community organization is and what it has to offer. It's been around 25 plus years. Every year we have a class of 30 folks from the local area going through this year-long experience, and the design is really when the founders came up with this idea. The focus was really on helping to support and create a more informed citizenry that can be more active in the community. And it's really what it does. One of the things I would say I love most about it is the fact that it's not trying to be something. It's not trying to say we're going to make you into leaders. It's about identifying folks within the community who want to be stepping up in the community and finding, you know, leadership roles within it, but maybe they don't know where to look, or maybe they want to learn more about what this community has to offer. And so we take them through a year-long experience where they can basically do a big tour and kind of an interview of their community and learn more about it and then find ways to plug in.
I always call it a backstage pass to Reading.
Great way of doing it.
It is. It's really amazing.
If you go to the website, it talks about it. Says our story, and it's very. This is a great. I'm not going to read it, of course. But, you know, sometimes I think when I've talked to people in the past, they still are a little bit confused about what Leadership Reading is, and this has a great description of what it is. And it talks about back in the late 70s, community leadership training concepts were emerging in large metropolitan centers throughout the United States, and Reading was unique in the sense that it has taken this and implemented this kind of training in a smaller community, which is somewhat rare. And it was the process began in 1985 and was started with the Chamber of Commerce. And they had their inaugural class in 1986. That's when I was in high school. So I was like, oh, wow, this has been around for a long time.
It's now under the umbrella of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, which we're so grateful to have their support for this program. It's a group of community volunteers who come together. Most of the folks who help run it year to year are class members who'd gone through in previous years and want to give back because they believe it's a strong program for
them. And like you said, it's a great opportunity to cut your teeth if you are one of those motivated people and you feel like you want to insert yourself in your community in some form or fashion, and you either one don't know how and you don't know where. This is, like Rhonda said, a backstage pass. You get incredible opportunities to go around, and at that, you know, somewhere along that light or that touring process, you get a spark and you see them, you know, and then all of a sudden you kind of are like, ah, this is what I like.
And that was my story. I'm a transplant. My wife is a Boomerang kid, so she grew up here, went to through school here, and then left. Found me somewhere along the way. We got married, and as soon as we started having kids, we decided we wanted to get home. Mm-hmm. And for us, home was coming back to Reading. Yeah. And so I've been here. Well, we got married here a decade ago, and we've been living here the last 6 years. But this was a way for me to really get to know Reading, get to know a local community on a local level, you know, the real issues that actually matter and affect you day to day. And, when I went into the program, I thought, okay, well, what do I want out of this? And there were two things. One, I wanted to get that exposure, get that experience, and really see the community, kind of pull the curtain back, and you get great access to a lot of community leaders and hearing from them. And then also I wanted to meet people that were like-minded, that were also thinking about their community and wanting to be more involved. And it was a perfect fit. You know, again, not trying to overly emphasize leadership development. We're not sitting there in seminars learning about how to be a better leader. This is about the hands-on piece of it starts out with a weekend workshop in the fall where the entire class of 30 does a weekend retreat overnight, two overnights.
Wife loved.
Yeah, I hated it.
She said
that was my least favorite part.
You know, most people, you know,
it's like camp.
It's like camp. It's adult camp. Yeah. But really, really emphasizing a team development component.
Yeah.
Also thinking about, individual reflection to a degree. Who am I in the community? What can I be doing? And we've recently instituted a program where we're bringing in some skills from the Strengths Finders program. Gordon Flynn with Go Forth Consulting has helped bring that element in to give some shared context and language around what it can look like, where your strengths lie and what you can be bringing into the community. So you have this weekend workshop, this experience. You get to know these 29 other people really, really well, working together as a team, learning about what that looks like. And then you head into the year where every month for one day you've committed to go go and look at an aspect of the community. So, for example, we'll have a we kick it off with Heritage Day. You know, we'll go up, we'll go to Old Shasta, look at historical components of the community there. We'll go out to the Rancheria, learn about the indigenous population and what that looked like, and other places throughout the town.
Cool.
We'll have we'll have Public Safety Day. We have Social Issues Day, Economic Development Day, Education Day.
Media Day.
Media Day. Very important. Exactly.
Thank you.
And you get to get this snippet into these, you know, kind of a crash course, if you will, mm-hmm. in these different areas and aspects of our community. Government Day just happened this past week, and we had our class down at the chamber doing some mock chamber sessions. They met with the Dollies, local representatives, a panel of our city and county leaders. You get a front stage, a front row ticket to this, these folks that are doing a lot in our community.
And one of the things that I thought was amazing, because I was on the steering committee, and the steering committee puts these days together.
Yeah.
So when we're putting these days together, we've got to call all these leaders in our community and ask them to give their day, give up a day to help with a class. We rarely get a no.
Yeah.
And I think that says a lot for the program,
if they
too.
If did, that would be so good. For shame.
Yeah. Usually our no's come if their schedules conflict.
Right,
But we, for the first time, we were able to get out, and we had an in-depth tour for Economic Development Day in the afternoon of Sierra Pacific.
Oh, nice.
Down in Anderson.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's just incredible what they have set up there. And you have this context now of what that institution is in our community, in a way that you just wouldn't have otherwise. There's such a hands-on component to this that really resonates and builds that context of community.
So tell us a little bit how somebody can reach out to sign up, because we're talking about now is the time to enroll.
Yeah, well, one way, if you don't have a pen or paper, if you do, I'll say that you can go to the website, which is www.leadershipreading.com. But if you don't have a pen or paper in front of you right now, you can just pick up your January edition of Enjoy Magazine.
Oh.
And we have a little ad in there about two-thirds of the way back or so, mm-hmm. and that'll give you all the information. The due date is March 16th for these applications.
So there's a little time.
It is a competitive.
But don't procrastinate.
Yeah, exactly. Don't procrastinate. It is a competitive process. We unfortunately won't be able to accept everybody who applies, but we encourage everyone to put their name in it's.
And there's no, you don't have to have any special talents or anything to come participate.
No.
They just like the class to be diverse, so that's how they choose the class.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to look, sometimes it comes down to doing, different, people in different industries, getting a cross section.
Yeah.
That's part of what goes into the discussion. There is I will say there is a fee associated with it. It's a nominal fee, I'd say, for what you get.
Mm-hmm.
But it includes everything from the weekend workshop to the program days throughout the year.
Sure.
Which includes lunches, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's $750. Mm-hmm. There are a few scholarships available, so you can inquire about that.
Well,
but a lot of employers will see the value of this and sponsor their...
I was going to say, if you're a person that works for a company, then,
exactly.
I wouldn't be afraid to go to your boss and say, hey, I'd love to do this. This is an option. So.
Yeah, and we have a lot of – this is not – that does not cover the whole cost of the program. We have a lot of great sponsors. Mm-hmm. Enjoy is a great sponsor of ours. Reading Rancheria and Wind River has been great sponsors. Go Forth Consulting, Results Radio, Shasta Solutions, and Mosley Family Sellers are all kind of folks along with many restaurants and other groups in the community that give of their time, give of lunch.
Yeah.
I would say, too, if there's any potential sponsors out there, we would very much welcome support because it's a great program.
You only know if you ask.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd like to thank you for being here tonight. And it's a great program. I can vouch for it. And so hopefully you get tons and tons of
applicants. Yeah.
That'd be
great. Look
forward
to it.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks
in.
For
thank
having
for
us.
It.
Really appreciate it.
All
thank
right.
you for us.
Okay.
We're going to take a break when we get back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, Driver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibitions. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Enjoy.
And we're back. Once again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this is the Enjoy Hour that we have on North State Now. And we've had a great group of guests tonight, and we have one last one, save the best for last. So my dear Rhonda, take her away.
All right. Well, next, our next guest is Pauline Aspill from the YMCA, and we have a story in the January issue about their diabetes prevention program.
Page 51.
On page 51. Great read. Lots of really, really good information. And so Pauline's going to talk a little bit about the program.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we all kind of know that the pre-diabetes is a precursor to diabetes. So it's when your blood sugar levels are elevated, but they're not quite yet at the diabetes range. So what's fantastic about this is it's still preventable. So this is the stage we want to catch people in. And if you've been to your doctor and your doctor has said, ooh, things are looking a little off base here, but, you know, there's still some things you can do to turn it around, that's when you want to kind of give us a call. We have this program. It's a CDC-recognized program, which basically means there's science, there's evidence behind it that's proven that by following these steps, we're able to help people reduce their blood sugar levels and keep them from developing diabetes or possibly getting them back into healthy range altogether. So the program itself really comes down to diet and exercise. I know it sounds really basic, but that is what it's about. And I think what makes this program unique is it's a year long.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it really is lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. So we're not putting you on a diet per se. You know, we're not going to give you a strict, you eat this, follow these calories, follow these foods. Mm-hmm. No, we're instead giving you guidelines, changes you can make that you can stick to. So what makes it unique is that because we're not prescribing it, let's say you really enjoy, you know, there could be cultural differences. You really eat a lot of Mexican food. You eat a lot of Indian food. So if I prescribe a diet to you, you're not going to follow that eventually. So it's really figuring out what works for you. And the good thing is
sorry, I was like, I eat Mexican and Indian.
Oh, goodness. Well, we can work with that. The whole idea is that over time, again, it's a year long. So over time, we're making adjustments that you're able to stick to and becomes a lifestyle, becomes a habit. It's not something you're going to go off of mm-hmm. like a diet after 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever. So the first 16 weeks of the program, which is 4 months, it's a pretty intensive period, is when we're meeting on a weekly basis in a small group, no more than 15 people, with a lifestyle coach. Mm. In that,
is it morning, noon, or night?
It depends. Most of our classes have been at night just because mostly people work. Yeah. Right? So they cover topics from nutrition, exercise, stress management, anxiety, things that trigger us to fall off our normal daily routines, all that kind of stuff. So it's not, again, just strictly diet.
I swear you're talking directly to me. It sounds exactly like my life.
Yeah. And I think what works about it is that we have that group support. Mm-hmm. We have the lifestyle coach there that's really just guiding and helping everybody. And what I've seen in the groups is they really help each other. So rather than us sort of dictating to you what you should do, which we all know how we love to be told what to do, right? Groups kind of work together, and you might offer a tip that worked for you, and you might offer a tip that worked for you, and eventually people kind of catch on, and they bond, and we weigh in every week, so there is accountability there. So
well, birds of a feather, kind of, you know what I mean?
So, absolutely. You know. And it really, I've definitely seen those bonds form. And really, it's just been fun to see how people from all different walks of life have come together, really, you know. Because
I just keep seeing myself there and then calling, you know, Rhonda at night, help me.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
I just chocolate cake in the house.
It's true. That's what it's about, though, having that buddy, having that accountability. And, again, we really feel like it's a doable, for lack of a better word. You know, we're not doing strictly keto or strictly carb free or whatever. It's no, we're going to eat what we always eat, but we're going to change maybe portions. We're going to change, you know,
not
less
so much
fat.
Rice.
It'd
be nice just to have more information. I mean, I am, I guess, classified pre-diabetic. Uh-huh. Sometimes I wonder if it's not more than that for me. And I've just had a bout of something. And I have been really bad about, you know, I'll go on it and be very strict. Mm-hmm. And I can get my blood down into the 95 to 114.
Yep.
Right? But I also will test and, it'll be 7, 8, 900, sometimes off the chart. And I'll be like, oh, Lord. So it's just, you know, I find myself when I'm really doing well, I'm so bored with food.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, I just crave something that's sweet.
Yeah.
And I really don't like to eat diet food. I mean, like, what do you call it, sugar-free food?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just, even still, it's sweet. It just doesn't have the same.
It doesn't do
the
same. It's not the same thing.
And I think, I know I'm kind of beating the dead horse, but I think that's what we're going to tell you in this program is it's okay to eat dessert. You know, it's okay. It's just how much and how often, right?
But I notice if my blood sugar is really high and I go out and do yard work or I go to the gym, it comes right down.
Right down, yeah.
So it's like, you know, have a piece of cake and then go run a mile.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's where the exercise comes.
I had gestational diabetes.
Oh,
so after every, and I it was controlled by diet, but after every single meal, I would walk and it would. It would take care of it.
Yeah. And gestational diabetes, of course, when you have that, it increases your risk for sure. So, you have to be extra careful.
Well, and unfortunately for Rhonda, too, her diet, the way that she, the foods that she likes are like, I mean, she likes meat and stuff like that. So that's, you know, okay. But she really likes carbs.
Yeah.
Her carb, you know.
Yeah. And I will say in our program, we don't count carbs. Oh. We really don't. We talk about balance, you know, and food groups and that kind of thing. But we're not necessarily, like I said, we're not going to go on a total low carb diet or anything like that. Again, we really kind of, we actually count fat grams, believe it or not. And the main reason for that is that by reducing your fat, you're automatically reducing calories because fat has more calories than carbohydrates. Now, having said that, we're not going to have you eat all carbs either.
Yeah.
So it's adjustable for each person and what they like.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody's interested in joining one of these classes,
yes.
Is there one available?
Yeah, call the YMCA. We'll be starting another class in February.
Okay.
We take no more than 15 people per class. We'll start a class about once a quarter. Like I said, so it's a year-long program.
Okay.
Yep. And we do have it available in Burney as well. Not as frequently there. It'll probably be just once a year. Mm-hmm. But call the YMCA.
Go ahead and give us that number. Do you have it up?
So, yeah, my number there is area code 530-768-2185. Or you can call the main YMCA number as well.
And we also have a really great article about the whole program and the statistics and things like that, which are just absolutely shocking. And it starts on page 51. So,
great.
Thank you so much for coming and helping support our community in this way. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That's it, guys. This happened really fast. Have a good night. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on